Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hello, everybody. Yeah, rock your body.
This was ready.
Welcome back to Channel 29.
Bottom of the Beautiful, take one.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Bald and the Beautiful, where we review the show. That was like a lot of words at once.
It just all came there.
I'm going to just keep going. Mm-hmm. Married at First Sight season 12. Thank God it is the end.
Oh my goodness. Finally.
I ain't never been.
Yeah, we
already.
Actually need to discuss.
This is like waiting on Stu to end.
Today.
Are we going to do the reunion?
I think we should. We need to figure out schedule.
Schedule wise, it's going to be tough balls.
Correct. So we should talk about that today.
I don't know what y'all schedule is. Yeah. So, yeah, we'll find out.
Yeah. Let's talk about it. Utah to the hot 12 peeps.
The tour starts this week. Wow.
Them people in Utah have been apologizing for the lack of black people.
Like, so, I got Friday off? Or are we doing it virtual?
No, it's off.
Right, I wasn't sure if we were holding those and we were going to do...
It was for this week.
Okay, well, we got to figure it out.
We got to figure it out. But I know the people ain't going to let us off the hook with no reunion specials.
No, they ain't going to let you off the hook.
They ain't going to let us off the hook for commercials.
They don't.
Listen.
Hey, I know you're on this other podcast, but...
When y'all dropping this?
See what Ryan said?
I did the Menstrual Cup episode, and people were like, yeah, but this episode, though.
Really?
This episode.
We told them not to come to our other jobs.
Yeah, they don't care. They was like, first
of all... Don't you love our job? Drop the episode. What do you think about
here today? Are we getting this?
I always imagine people like banging on the window at your job, like, man, that first sign. Forget this job.
If they're going to do it, we might as well just surprise them and have it show up at different jobs. How you thought it was going to be a Bald and Beautiful, and it's over here. Yeah. That's why you support us on everything. You got to support us on everything or you don't get it.
That's so funny.
Y'all just show up
here's
the thing.
We should start going to their job. Let's pay some people to find them.
Just show up at random people's jobs?
Why haven't you watched this yet? It has not shown me as a viewer.
Can you imagine they bothered us and then didn't even watch it yet? I was saving it. Watch it now.
Busting up in staff meetings. Is Jennifer here? Hey, Jennifer. Representative of Bald and the Beautiful. Hey, have you seen the latest
representative
episode?
Representative of the Bald and the Beautiful.
Oh, man.
Somebody gonna be like, Jennifer's my name.
Okay, so I'm Melissa.
Kevin.
Angel.
The trucker.
Marcus.
And we're gonna jump right into it, okay? This was a decision day.
Yeah.
First of all, the shenanigans were had.
Yes.
Shenanigans were had.
I think we're gonna start with the most shenaniganiness. And work our way down. Don't add me. It's a word.
Most shenaniganiness to least shenaniganiness.
Correct. So you have to then start with Chris and Paige, only to be immediately followed by Jacob and Haley.
Yeah. So of course.
All right, here we go. Chris and Paige.
Should have skipped it. I wish they did.
I really wish I could have.
The
episode.
Oh, the episode.
Yeah.
65% of the episode was them.
Was them.
Do you expect anything less?
No.
Like, he's going to show up, be very immature, and just.
It would have been a 22-minute episode if they didn't come.
100%. I just
I was gonna say low key. The crew probably got their SAG cards.
The producer in the hoodie. She wore a hoodie every episode.
She was like, she said, "I just don't know what." Paige said, "I just don't know what to do." Well, did you come in here clear minded?
She sure did.
Mm-hmm.
She sure
what
did.
Changed?
Ask her.
What? You're right, girl. Let me go back in there. Yeah. She went back in there strong.
Yeah, not really.
I ain't gonna hold you, man. Listen, I don't tend to manipulate my wife.
I certainly hope not.
I'm not in the manipulative arts. But watching Chris work and watching it work on her, I'd be like, this is how it happens.
Well, this is why I would like to apologize. I was really upset with the experts in this matching. I was like, you all have lost your mind. Mm-hmm. And it turns out they were right. They are a match made in hell.
Hello?
Hello? Made in hell. They were meant for each other.
Perfect for each other.
They really are. Like, bravo to the experts.
No,
for real.
Really. I was like, how dare you put these two people together? No.
Everybody been hating Chris for the trash that he is. I'm like, no. They found somebody for this trash.
Like, yes, they are definitely the way he, like you said, is very manipulative in how he doesn't even acknowledge it. He feels as though this is what he's feeling in the moment. He should be able to say it.
He's just being honest.
Yes, I'm just being honest. In the way
you are
that,
butt ugly. Just being honest. Being honest.
In the way that she responds to it as if this honesty is a prize, as if it is enough. And how she is by his side through the mess of it, I'm like, well, you know what?
To see this boy get up, run to the car, and cry dry tears.
Because I was looking for the...
Face was dry.
I was like, is there any wetness?
This is Chris. I found this quote. This is one of them quotes from the internet, but it's perfect for him. It said, honesty without kindness is cruel, which is how he talked to her. Mm-hmm. Kindness without honesty is manipulation.
Facts.
He's a master of both.
He's not a master of it. He's just good at manipulating her.
I don't know. He had Mercedes. No telling what other women.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I
have no idea. And I will always say, like, while I do feel for his situation, if, you know, with her losing her child.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
I'm not going to insinuate that it was true or not. It does feel like he dropped it to gain empathy and then ran off to get her without them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
so he could have a moment with her. Because even at the end when he was like, you ready to go? Let's go. Yeah. I was like, let's go. Yeah. Let us go. What?
He took the cat. What's that called?
Contraction.
You undid it. Hold on. Let us.
Right.
It's
like, how is this?
We ain't going to us.
Yeah, to say that she just has fallen in love with the concept of being married is like, it's not even that.
Anymore.
It's not even that. She just.
You don't think so?
No, that girl, she truly does need help. Like, I wish there was somebody on her side that was like, girl, you need better for yourself.
The producer told her that.
But everybody's told her that.
I can't really tell you how.
At that point, you can't help anybody like that. It's like, you know what? Go ahead.
She's
addicted to, it's the toxicity of it.
I don't know what it is, but she like him.
Imagine if he had years on her. He's doing this manipulation with 8 weeks.
It's the most.
He had her pegged.
My friends always say, it's a shortage of men in Atlanta, and that is the only thing I can think of. They'd be like, you know what? You a man. It's cool.
You got peen and balls?
Yeah. Shot at me last week, but you didn't hit me, so it's cool. Right. I'll stay with you.
I heard that recently he took a picture with her dog.
I saw that too. One of the girls said, the Married at First Sight fan said it wasn't real, but I don't know. Because it looked like it was her dog.
I haven't seen the picture, but there's nothing in me that believes that they are not still in some way together, 100%. Still in some way. I don't even know if they're divorced. I don't even think they've actually filed for divorce.
I wouldn't be surprised either. It definitely seemed like Paige had a moment of coming to her senses, but the only reason why I say it was short-lived is because she recognized that she was on TV and she was sick of, she was like, you got me out here looking like a fool. You got me out here looking like an idiot. You got me. So I felt like she was trying to save face. Yeah. But the fact of the matter is, if today they are still married, if today she is still fooling with him, he got her twisted up and bent.
No, she got herself looking like a fool.
She can't be untwisted.
Well, let me tell you, what was funny was Dr. Viviana. She
wasn't going for it.
She said, look here.
Listen, I was like, oh, it don't matter, Dr. Viviana. She was like, I don't accept that. You think he's going to change anything? Yeah. He's going to still do what he's going to do.
Paige is lucky that they weren't on TV, like Melissa said, and there wasn't other people around. And that's just him and her? Oh, he was going to talk you right back into wherever you want to
go. He already did.
It's pathetic, man.
But this was the cold part.
But he didn't give her the jacket until they got back. He said, "You cold? I'm freezing." I said,
"I watched it twice just to make sure I wasn't tripping." He was like, "You cold? Let's hurry up and get inside this building so then I could take my jacket off and give it to you.
I'm not going
to
be cold with you."
In that young, ass suit.
Me and Melissa was like, "Hold on. I thought usually that means immediately."
Yes, the jacket.
Especially when
off.
The response is, "I'm freezing."
Yes.
Well, let's get in this building so I don't get cold. And
it
then I give you my jacket.
Dumb and Dumber. Remember when he was Harry's hands were closed? Like, let me give you this other one. My hands are sweaty. You had two gloves? Going to Aspen?
Yes.
what are you doing? Why did you not go?
The other, you know what it is about Chris that's just very like, is that he knows all the right things to say to be able to pull her in. He said all the things that she needed to hear the entire time that he had the ability to do. You can't, I cannot be convinced that it took this much self-reflection out of these situations to see, for him to see how he treated and how he behaved and how she had already been like with him through the fact that she didn't take out running when he said, "I have a child on the way," or when he said, "I am not attracted to you." Like, you already know that she's she's a type of down chick that you just ain't gonna find anywhere. So the fact that he said all these things on decision day,
I was gonna
out
say,
of all the days,
the repeat though.
Oh, would you say? And then
the repeat.
And then you gonna come at when they all are gathered so that then not only did you do it in front of the experts, you're now showing yourself in front of all of the castmates. Like, and I'm just like, sir, you had opportunities when the cameras weren't on all this time where you could have rectified this, but you're like, let me show up at the bright time. Let me show up when I can be in front of camera and do all this. Is what makes it feel so disingenuous, or is it just ingenuine?
Disingenuous.
Disingenuous.
Contraception.
So I can't really.
I tuned out half their stuff that they was doing
on the episode.
Yeah, I was just like, I'm done with the. I don't care.
He is a master manipulator, and I think to the point of him showing a moment of like that. Yes.
Can you push tears out?
Maybe I can squeeze hard enough and cause a tear.
It is a way to elicit a response that makes it manipulation.
Yeah. And for her, it's going to work every time.
And it works every. And that's what makes me think, you know what you're doing, because there's no way you're this good and this is the first time.
Right.
You've probably done this with multiple women over the course of every relationship that you've had. Mm-hmm. And so you know, oh, all I got to do is quite literally whisper sweet nothings and it's going to get you on my side. And then him showing up and apologizing. If you don't think, because the way Paige immediately kind of jumps into that wife protection role when 100%. He's at, I'm so sorry, you guys. Can you sit?
She
stop?
Was like, Chris, yeah. No, he's a grown man. Exactly. Let him act a fool. Yeah.
Exactly. And if you don't think in whatever private moments they had, even if they were very few, she was like, you out here acting like a donkey. She need to apologize. You need to do this. You need to do that. And he knows, okay, I got you. This is what she want me to do. Let me give this to her. Mm-hmm. So all she's thinking of as they're walking, I'm so proud of you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just so proud of you. That's getting her on your side.
They do be looking like Dumb and Dumber. Like, God dang. I can't do it.
Listen, no. Again, the experts were spot on.
They deserve each other.
I hope they have many years together. And I'm glad that it won't be in front of a camera. I'm glad that I don't have to use it as entertainment or to commentate on it.
Contraception.
Yeah. Contraption.
Go with God, Crispy. Anything else on there?
Godspeed, good riddance.
Yes.
Deuces.
Yeah. And I'm sure there'll be more. In the reunion it's going to drop more.
Could you imagine?
I know it.
Goodness gracious. Could
and
you
it's
imagine?
A two-part too?
Huh?
And it's a
we're talking about the reunion.
You think it's a two-part, me too. 1.5 hour each?
An hour and a half? It might be an hour and a hour. I don't know. It depends on what.
Because marriage, listen, Lifetime is.
That's what I'm saying. Lifetime said, whatever
again,
you need.
We going to roll it right back.
Right back.
I mean, why? That means that show going to be on basically 40 yeah, weeks. This of next a season week
starts.
Year.
What yeah. day did I say? July 2nd? July
something.
July 21st?
Yeah, that sounds right. That's about 8 weeks off.
Yeah.
And they're going to be, hey, hey.
They putting out no limit numbers right now. Like,
yeah, they are.
Because the early seasons of this show didn't have this many episodes.
That show didn't
I was
like
looking
it.
On Hulu or Amazon Prime when I'd be watching it on there. First season was like 9 episodes. This is 26. This is a network half hour comedy.
Yeah, seasons used show. To be like, you know, like seasonal, hence seasons.
Once a year, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
now they're kind of like cycles.
Mm-hmm. No, Jonathan McReynolds.
They're very, like, you remember how American at First Sight?
Mm hmm.
Married at First Sight.
Nope, that's like not even what I meant.
American Idol. American
nope,
Idol
I didn't
American
even mean that. I meant America's Most Wanted. Nope. Tyra Banks thing.
America's top model.
American Gladiator.
American model.
I just said whatever I wanted to. America's next top married site.
We were yeah. just all over the place trying to help your American pie.
Roots.
Stay away from Roots.
But you remember Star how she Trek. Started doing cycles, and yeah. it was like 35 cycles. It seemed like in
That's
a year.
Real Housewife. Yes. Maybe having four.
I feel like everyone's kind of taking a page That's out true. Of that book. Shoot, to be honest, I'm trying to do with the, my dating show.
Yeah, listen, you ain't created
three cycles in a season.
Oh, shoot,
handle it, run it,
run it.
All right. Anything else on Chris and Paige? Paige
I do
and
wish
Chris?
Them the best.
Do you?
Yeah. On their nuptials soon to come. Actually, they're probably gonna be engaged for a lot of break off. Probably a little baby on the side.
It sounds like they might still be married.
I think they are.
They're probably still married.
I do honestly wish them the best.
For real, I honestly don't see how they couldn't still be married if they made it through this 8 weeks.
She said no at decision day, right?
She did say
no. They divorced her.
She said he's divorced her 3 times.
He did.
And they still together.
So true.
How do you say?
Listen, he how do you answer for her at the end?
He did. He said,
"This well, I can't so give cute. You an answer. Neither can she."
Well, no, like, she was about to answer.
Yeah, I had stuff to say.
No, he's literally divorced her and called her ugly to her face and said he's not attracted to her, and they still walked out together. She still consoled him with his fake tears in that car. It's like they are made for each other.
Oh yeah, yeah. No,
they still together. They will last. Their marriage will last longer than any of ours. I promise you.
I wish them luck. As I've said before. I don't be commenting on people's marriages. I do for this show.
Look at mama over
right.
here.
Listen,
this is what my mama looks like.
You got you know you're supposed to tell me about that field trip a little bit earlier. And now I need some lunch money.
This is exactly what mama.
Grab me my purse. This is why I shouldn't let you go.
Listen, the cheesecake man is on his way. I want to make sure I had his money for him.
How much is a cheesecake?
The individual cheesecakes are like $9.50. So I got two.
$10 a slice?
$10 a slice.
Yeah, it's expensive. That's the reason why I ain't never... Well, I don't like cheesecake. And that's also the reason why I never order it. Because I'm like, that is
it
is expensive.
I didn't like a cheesecake.
$10 a lot.
Cheesecake wrong the maid, wrong us. Mm-hmm.
Come on, baby. You can do it. I believe in
you. Zoom in. Did you do it? All right.
Cheesecake made the wrong way is awful.
Facts. Anything.
That was a good switch over, Joshua.
Josh was quick on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that was a quick.
I lock it.
Speaking of delivery, Kevin and I are switching over our merch delivery service because we've having all types of issues.
Man, listen, we had a colossal.
Oh no!
Mistake.
No.
I mean, hundreds. Probably. Would you say?
Hundreds?
Actually, no, that's probably exaggeration. But I would say definitely twins. Pushing toward that hundred.
Tens. What is the thing under hundreds?
75?
Tens.
Tens and tens of order mistakes.
He was probably inching definitely closer
to was
that
closing it on a he was closing on a home.
That's awful.
Oh, that's terrible. That's
and it's
money.
Because he wasn't using ShipStation.
Oh, and that's what happens when you don't.
The most important thing about your merch game is making sure it's neatly organized.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I said, man, we got to use ShipStation. He was like, not me, man. I got my own system. I got my own thing. This is a true story. This ain't even just for the app. He literally...
Canoe.
He literally messed up so many people's orders. And we had to say, look, man, this is why we're forcing you. We're making a switch.
The ship sailed, right?
Josh got a haircut. He out here.
Yeah, he's out here.
He's out here.
But nah, ShipStation makes things so much easier. The most important thing is it's streamlined. You can have stuff sold on Shopify, Etsy, all that stuff. ShipStation will pull your orders all into one and then streamline it for easy
You delivery. Just have a simple interface that yes. you can operate out
yes.
of.
Yes, and that's so important because, listen, the one thing about shopping, you guys know, some things Etsy's better at selling than other people. People 100%. Just show on Etsy. Absolutely. Little craft things and absolutely. Stuff like that. Etsy
specialty, artistic-y, typey yes. stuffy.
That is the Etsy thing. If you want to sell a t-shirt, Etsy ain't necessarily a place for just like a graphic tee.
Yeah.
But with ShipStation, you can sell the little crafty stuff on artisanal things on Etsy, this stuff on here, they're on your own website, and they're going to ship with all the big boys who be doing the shipping. The USPS, the Amazon, the FedEx,
mm-hmm.
the UPS.
The USPS.
The USPS, the DHL.
Yes, because DHL, we got a lot of people yeah. in other countries, and they be wanting our stuff. And
the
we
DHL need is international.
It's international. We need that discounted rate, praise yeah. God, the ShipStation offers.
First of all, you kill all them informational facts yeah, listen, on that ShipStation.
I got ShipStation in the back of my
you,
mind.
You got there. Yeah. All right. So we done sold you on it. You got your own merchandise. You need to use ShipStation no matter if you're selling on, again, Amazon, Etsy, or your own website. You can pull it all into one simple interface that's easy to use. And remember, time is money. Money is time. So you need to do this quickly, fast, so you can go on about your life, go on about other things. And you're going to use ShipStation to do that. So you're going to go and use our offer code TBTB.
TBTB.
To get a 60-day free trial. That's 2 whole months, 60 whole days, no hassle, stress-free shipping. Just go to ShipStation.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, and type in TBTB.
TBTB.
That's ShipStation.com. Enter our offer code TBTB. Make ship happen.
Bam.
All right. I feel like I've gotten so much better at this little situation.
The woe? Yeah.
You over one woe.
I don't over anything.
My niece said this. She's like, just grab it and pull it down. I was like, oh, that does make it easier. Because when I was doing that.
By the way, you guys just reminded me. We are called, well, me.
Geriatric.
Geriatric yeah, millennials.
I saw that. I refuse that. I reject
that. Sounds about right, though.
Me,
so
Marcus,
sorry.
And Alyssa. No,
I wholeheartedly
see,
reject
I don't
that.
Get geriatric.
That's what we I'm get just... for making fun of Josh and Beck.
And no, making fun of me.
First of all, we are we're millennial boomer. Plus.
No, and I'm about to give you the middle finger. I am either a Generation X or a Zillennial.
No.
Yes.
Why do we always have this conversation?
A Zillennial?
We can't remember our stuff.
Generation.
Yeah. Gen X I get. Because I remember Time Magazine when Gen X was here and it yes. was like.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Then yes. you are.
And so.
But that's why. Then we need that.
Zillennial.
Geriatric is what, millennial is not it.
Yeah.
We need Zillennial
version.
People
use Millennial is
you.
Used.
Yours. So y'all trying yeah, to be where I'm at.
Who's
then?
Over the titles
I'm
of this
a millennial
crap?
Plus.
Like, first of all, let's talk to the.
I'm a millennial like plus.
Let's talk to the board. Josh. Like don't zoom in. Like but board or whoever comes up with this crap. What? You need a better name. All right. First of all, I ain't millennial nothing because I don't identify with nothing them fools do down
I
there.
I actually agree. I'd be struggling to be a millennial too.
Huh?
Yes. No, I.
Hey. And then you're them.
Y'all can be geriatric. I am generation
I said,
geriatric
X. Millennial.
Yeah, I don't like that.
So the Zillennial is XE.
Yes, the X.
Yes, the X.
Not Z.
It's because I am not like Generation X. Is a little bit older, like it's some people like from the 70s. And life in the 70s is very different than life in the 80s.
I know you're at the very end. Because you almost made a millennial.
I was. At one point in time, I was a millennial. Then they changed it.
Because it used
said,
to be 81.
It there needs to be a subcategory.
Then they made it 81.
You're 70.
I'm 80. 1980. And it used to have 1980 and then
so what's
down
the top end of yours?
It's something
like
to,
the oldest.
Yeah, it's something to Generation X. It's something far away. So that's why they came
1965
up with, yeah.
through 79 to 80. So that's
a
huge.
That's a big
gap.
Difference.
So
that's
that
big,
is
yeah.
why
that's
they came
25
up.
Years?
I guess so.
No,
or 15 years. 15 years.
That is the reason why Zillennial.
You know how grown you
thing.
Are by the time somebody else is.
It's 65. That's my mom.
Well, and it's not yeah. just about the grownness. Is that there was a huge launch in technology
absolutely.
That really makes
absolutely.
Me different than like my two older sisters.
Right.
So that's why they were like, well, that's the Zillennial, because
y'all
you have
are
a
all
lot
in
of
the
yeah, but what so how many
generation.
Years are you a Zillennial?
I think it's like only like a 5 year.
We should be in that. We should be in that. I don't care.
I mean, listen, I remember when they were outing me here.
I am
as
a millennial plus.
Our millennial gold package.
We are
I want it to sound
millennial
better than the young ones.
Gold, platinum.
Platinum.
But to the internet people, stop using millennial when you mean teenager.
Yeah.
They keep saying millennial.
These
40,
millennials.
I'm be
years
old.
No, that's Generation Z.
No, but I'm saying they're like,
no, but that's,
millennials are
but
not
nobody,
doing this.
Yeah, but nobody like, says, oh, this Generation Z. They always say, oh, these millennials.
Yeah they
but
do.
It's like millennials are not packing their lunch for high school anymore. We're like, what are you talking about?
Right.
Millennials have children in high school.
Correct.
Yeah, they
we are old.
Really
we
different.
Have kids.
We got grays. Look at this.
Yeah. You talking about.
My son is definitely not a millennial.
No,
my 11-year-old
talking about
is not.
TikTok first children.
Yes.
Their first platform is TikTok or Discord. That's
Gen
who y'all talking
Z.
About.
Yeah. I play
kids
the.
Kids who think Instagram is old. Ooh, you on Instagram?
I'm like, if you
yes,
literally.
Facebook.
All Gen Z kids are on TikTok, Twitter.
Yeah. I'm like, if you have experienced a new Atari game.
Yes.
You are not in that category.
Yes.
like
we really, us, even Angels, by definition, a little bit different. We literally, I feel like, had the greatest
yes.
jump in technology.
Because
oh,
I,
oh,
all
yeah.
the way from remembering answering machines.
Literally.
The one at home.
Yeah.
That your mama.
That you would hear talk
yes.
About.
Yes.
You got to record
exactly.
it.
Yes.
Thank you
due,
for calling the Tanksley
like
residents.
This. Due to circumstances beyond my control, I am unfortunately unable to answer the phone. That's
beyond
my mom's
control.
Every single time.
Really?
Yes.
That's so formal. Like,
yes.
That the rapture has come.
Yes. That was my mom's answering machine.
Due to
every,
circumstances
due
beyond
circumstances
that's elegant right
beyond
there.
My control.
You have reached. Whatever our phone number is, mm-hmm. he never said the name.
Oh, my mom always said the name.
You have reached this. No, actually, he would say you've reached the O'Kelly family. He always said it kind of weird like that. Please leave a message at the tone.
Oh, nah.
Why?
Yeah, that was
the circumstances beyond my control. It's like, what was the circumstance? What was going on?
It was your mind your business.
Even, I grew up even remembering we only had one, but. That.
The rotary phone.
Yeah, the rotary.
Yes.
I do too.
There's
yeah.
a YouTube video where they try to get like.
I saw it.
And yeah. the kids were like, I don't how. But
they
if you
like,
never did that, you would
I remember,
not know no. that's how you're supposed to get
yes.
that to go.
I remember cell phones was a briefcase.
Marcus,
they were so
y'all
big.
Y'all remember in movies where people would have a cell phone?
Yeah.
It would
yeah.
only be in the
it
car.
It was attached right. to the car. The fuck
yes.
phone was a part of the yes. car.
Yep.
Or it was humongous. I mean, my dad's first cell phone was about this big.
They were huge.
He said, Ken, let me call. What time you want me
yes.
to come?
We had a rotary phone in our house, and we also had a cordless. But
yeah.
the cordless was the size of a like cinder block.
Yes.
Yep.
And you had to turn it on. It had toggle switches on
yep.
it to turn it on. You had talk. You had on. And then talk, and that's how you answered it.
Remember,
it had a massive, yeah, you had a
out.
Massive
yes.
Antenna that you pulled up.
Liz had a phone in her room.
All right.
I did not, but no, I didn't. I didn't. I don't know why you think
Liz.
I did. I didn't.
You don't ever remember calling you had a phone in your room, not your own line.
You need help.
No.
Oh.
You guys like the tangent, so I hope you enjoyed that. Mm. We're going to move on to Haley and Jacob.
If you didn't, we don't give a damn.
Korea. Look for the timestamps in the bottom. Skip that part.
Yeah. That's right. And take the ownership.
Yeah.
Now, people, even without the timestamp, you can.
People enjoy it because they be in the comments talking back.
This is the podcast element of it.
Yeah.
If you want, you know, I mean, I'm not trying to tell y'all to go other places, but there's other shows out there that just directly talk about this. But we want to cater to the people who don't even watch Married at First Sight.
Yeah.
Just like
we bought them beautiful. That's what we do.
The fact that some people have watched only the reviews and be like, Jacob and Haley did what?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And this
I can't
show,
wait till y'all tell me about the
this
next
show. This show is so big. Even while I was in Atlanta, we were talking about the show with people. Like this show,
listen,
this season, like specifically, everyone is talking about it.
People on Twitter.
Yeah.
Black, white, and
otherwise.
Oh,
they into it.
Yeah. If you want like a straight review with nothing else, just like come up with your own conclusions.
You
right.
can.
We're going to give you everything.
Yeah, we're going to give you all of it.
Jacob and Haley. Sorry.
Bring it back.
Mm-hmm. theirs was so funny because I didn't even feel like they even gave us the music to get us to the and this is the thing. It was just like,
so Jacob, what did you feel like? Did you feel like you had any personal growth or learned anything? Nope.
No, this
just didn't work out.
What's so funny is that they sat there.
Talking about like a bad stop. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Man, I was in on the GameStop thing. I was too late. Didn't work out. I lost $100. No. That's how much interest he had on
it. He is so done.
I can't blame him, though. But like,
what's so funny is that they sat on that couch saying the exact opposite thing and not even acknowledging it. They said, do you all think that if you all, I don't know if they said if you all gave it another try, like went past, mm-hmm. like you all, this would work. And he said, we had 8 weeks. And he said, and we really didn't try then. So
that was so funny to me.
But then she says, yeah, I completely agree. I gave it my all.
That's right.
She like,
I was like, oh my God, this is why y'all
that,
never
that girl honestly thinks that if that's giving it her all, I would hate to see her not care.
Yeah. Oh God.
Right.
Like, she wouldn't have showed up at all.
Like for real. Like
seriously.
To every time she's like, you know, I really try to do what?
Yeah. I think I said this before, but if I didn't, I'll say it here. She really thinks she tried.
Yeah.
Like in her heart of hearts,
yeah.
She gave it everything. In our eyes of eyes, that girl would not care.
In these lips of lips, I'm telling you.
This is her. Mm. Well, I said it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I made the dinner at the house.
I made eggs. You made eggs.
Also did not realize his diet was only meat and eggs.
Yes, he said that he was in a carnivorous diet. Like, I understand how she could be extremely turned off by him. Completely understand it. The eating, the onions, the talking about, so no telling what his body probably smells like when you eat like that.
But
your body puts off an odor, I'm sure. But don't then pretend like you tried. Just be like, no, I'm not interested in
you
doing this.
You could see when they rolled the package back and he pulled that shirt out of the suitcase, you saw her be like, I don't want this. I don't want this anymore. Checked out almost visually. Mm-hmm. She was like, okay.
Yeah.
And it was never
the same.
She never tried after that.
And even
she gave him the draws early and regretted that, which might have made it even worse.
Yeah. She did the same thing Chris did.
Yeah.
She did.
She did.
Oh, 100% did the same thing. I thought if I had sex with you, the thing for her though, it repelled her. She was like a snail that went back into its shell.
Like salt.
Yeah, she did.
Yes. But yeah.
But even for him to, you know, do the dealer wiping away, walk from the table, he still made a lot of changes like for her. Like, all right, let's try to make this work. Like he was doing all kinds of stuff, and it's just like she's like, "Well, I tried. You tried to change him. That's all you tried to
that's
do."
That's literally she tried to change him to something that she could find more appealing and more attractive. And he is going to be who he is, even if you put him in a button up, in a tie. Right. He's still going to be the man that eats onions, raw onions for no reason. Eats 12 eggs because he feels like it helps his diet.
She was so mad at him. Eat eggs.
He's like, well, they were late. So
but 8 eggs is 8:30 is random though.
Oh, he's a random dude.
He's
like
fire
he is,
up these 8 eggs.
He said, I don't trust people who do balloon animals. Like this is a
so random.
Jacob is hilarious. A random peculiar guy.
I ain't
so
gonna be mad. Hey, I love me some eggs, y'all.
I like eggs. We eat eggs.
I love eggs. I'm not going to eat just 8 eggs.
I mean,
like, y'all are late.
I've done it before.
Just 8 eggs, Marcus?
Yes. Huh?
Just eggs only? Straight up?
I could probably do 4.
Yeah.
I know I can do 4.
I will crack them, scramble them, throw them in the skillet.
And you just sat down and ate
eggs. Yeah, I've done it before. Yeah.
Oh, I might put it between some bread and add some cheese.
I've done it. If bread's around, if it ain't, they still getting eggs. It's not something I do often, but I have definitely. Yeah.
This is how much we love eggs. I bought a box of 60 eggs. They weren't even a carton. 60. And we're almost done.
You got to do this to carry it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do that because all of my kids.
Let me tell you what I've done
is 36.
Let me tell you what happened, though. You know how you cooked breakfast yesterday? I ate none of it.
I asked little Marcus if you had had some.
Little
he said,
Marcus
I don't,
lied his
no, no,
ass
no, no, no.
Off.
Ellie, I don't think, but I left you some eggs.
Stop it, huh?
I left you some eggs. What happened? The kids ate them.
Somebody
all?
Ate them eggs, and yeah. I saw Marcus's plate. I said he put too much eggs on his plate. I just come back around and eat those because I'm the garbage disposal. Yeah. I just wait until they done eating, and I go eat whatever Amar squeezed in his hand and threw down. Twins didn't finish. Marcus didn't finish, and I came back. Plates was clean. Skillet was almost lit clean.
Oh, blizzard.
Yo.
No, once Amara's full, it's just like, all right, then it's time to wreck all of this.
It's playtime.
Yes, no, it's playtime. But yeah, they.
I like Jacob.
Oh, I like more at the end. Man.
Yes.
You know what? Be yourself.
His blunt honesty.
He stopped caring about 8 episodes ago.
And he didn't. He don't pretend.
He does not pretend.
Pretend to care. He's just hey, it is what it is. There ain't no point in me trying to sugarcoat something.
When they asked him, what was the question that led him to say, we didn't try in 8 weeks? If you said yes, it didn't
work. Yeah, do you all think you all could work this out? Yeah.
He was like...
They were trying to unnecessarily feel like there was going to be a teaser.
Drama. Yeah. They was like that with his answer.
Yeah, they was like, this is ending too quick, sir. We got to.
He might as well have did this. They come in. No. He might as well.
Can I leave now?
Marshawn Lynch. Yes. I'm just here so I won't get fired.
That's exactly
what y'all say. I'm just going to say.
That's exactly
the biggest thing about that clip is he changed his intonation.
Yeah.
They asked him a serious question. How are you going to take it to the sweep? I'm just here so I won't get fined. Are you excited about the Super Bowl? I'm just here so I won't get fined. That was Jacob. He was just like.
Yes.
He going to buy 7,000 graphic tees.
Yes,
all
is.
The 80s stuff in the world. Cowboy boots.
That man's DMs probably filled up.
I know.
Oh, he going to. Listen. He's going to find somebody that's like...
Gonna, first of all, he looks so much better with his full beard.
Oh, my God.
He was rocking that beard. He was rocking that beard.
You needed to have done this.
I said the same thing.
Jacob.
Like The Bachelor. Remember The Bachelor came out with a full beard?
And then they didn't work for Matt.
I was going to say, Matt, though, was giving...
Was that the black dude?
What's that movie with Tom Hanks?
Castaway.
Yes, Castaway.
He was giving Castaway vibes.
100%.
Y'all both was like, well,
No.
It worked for Jacob. Yeah, I said, yourselves like a zaddy vibe?
I 100% concur. He walked out of there and said, listen, I don't like her. I don't like all these changes, but this beard
I'm going to keep.
I'm going to keep this.
Yeah, he's going to go 100.
No, he's going to be all right.
No, I'm just saying he's going to have his Rolodex of women. He's like, let's see who I'm going to go out
them
with.
Them folks, listen, all the DMs, all the social media pages of these people are open on Instagram.
Yep, they're open.
I look to all of them. And if y'all don't think that Jacob DMs are flooded.
Because the thing
about, go ahead, Tank.
I was about to say, with girls with 80s filters on, like,
yes.
Side ponytail.
Yeah.
workout aerobics.
Yeah, the leg warmers.
Pump it up.
Leg warmers at the bottom. Hot
Woman 1984 today. Isn't that so crazy? That I want to meet you. The things about him that she didn't like, I think another person would not care at all. 100%.
Thousands.
Mm-hmm. He eats meat and eggs. I don't care. He wears cowboy boots to batting cages.
He's committed to the relationship.
He was nice.
Yes.
He tried.
Right.
Go ahead.
You can finish this thought. I just want to go real quick back to Chris and Paige.
Go ahead. I'm done.
This is just a real quick go big.
Give it to
him. You
want to
zoom in?
Yeah, I might need to zoom in. Women. This is for you. Find you a man who can give you what you want and not what you think you want or. And this is what I mean.
Okay, talk to the people, Liz.
What's his name? What's her? What's Paige's?
Chris.
He's Chris. Paige is like, well, he has a lot of admirable qualities. He's a hard worker, but he's a jerk.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to choose.
Mm-hmm.
You can find a man that's hardworking, good looking, and has a good job, and will treat you nice. Like for some reason, there's this idea for single women that, well, at least he's faithful. Which Chris wasn't. But you'd be like, oh, that's the epitome. I can stop right there, even if he doesn't have all the other qualities. No.
Dating an at least man.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's all I wanted to say. That was my message for y'all today.
That was good, Liz.
Okay, we can go back.
Liz be computing.
She
do.
Them things just be loading up in her mind. She's like,
it's just
hey, let me download this real quick.
She be doing it. Look at all pretty. I know. Melissa be computing, but let me tell you, she's brilliant. And so is her smile.
Listen.
Her smile is just as brilliant as her mind.
The brilliancy.
And that is why we're so glad to tell you about Smile. Brilliant. Boom. Bam, 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 bam.
don't even know why that was so good.
Smile Brilliant has been a sponsor of this podcast before. We're so glad to talk about them again because they are dealing with something and helping to find a solution for something that a lot of Americans are dealing with, or people in general, and that is grinding your teeth.
Clips.
Like 40 million other Americans are dealing with grinding their teeth. A lot of people are dealing with stress, anxiety. The fact of the matter is that fixing that can be super expensive. When you are dealing with grinding your teeth at night, a lot of times you are recommended to get a custom fitted night guard. Now, if you go the traditional way, the average dentist is charging like $200-$300 per night guard.
That's crazy.
Okay. And
that's an insane amount of money.
It's a lot of money, and you're having to do it per year because obviously, eventually those grind down as well. I'm over here belching. My apologies. So you're having to do that every year. You're spending $400 to $600 to keep yourself from grinding your teeth flat. Well, Smile Brilliant said, we ain't dealing, you ain't got to do that with us no more, because they are the number one grinding prevention recommended by dentists. They offer the number one prevention recommended by dentists, which are the custom fitted night guards. And you can get the same type of night guards for as little as $45 per guard. And Smile Brilliant uses their lab direct process. Additionally, Smile Brilliant has custom fitted teeth whitening trays and Carry Pro electric toothbrush.
You should always have an electric toothbrush. Okay, if you don't.
Listen, that's the only way you're going to keep your teeth looking amazing.
Once you start, you can't go back. You can't There's go back. There's literally no going back.
And I know for me, when I was looking at a mate, the first thing I looked at was oral health.
Yes.
Okay, because if I'm going to be kissing you in the mouth for the rest of my mouth.
Yes, I've always said that. You have very pretty teeth. That's why I was like, I got to get my teeth clean, child.
He said in the dimples.
and the dimples, yes. Mm-hmm. It was the dimples.
The beard is hiding my dimples, and it was one of the qualities she liked about me.
That was physical, but it was
like, where's the dimples? He's like,
you don't see them no more.
You can't see them.
Oh, I can't see it back here.
See a little bit.
No, I don't see not near dimple.
Yeah. Right there?
Yeah. It needs to be more pronounced.
Well, listen here, guys. We want you to head over to www.smilebrilliant.com and use beautiful at checkout for 30% off. Once again, that's www.smilebrilliant.com and use
beautiful
at checkout. And we thank Smile Brilliant for sponsoring this episode.
All right. Are we done with them? The Haleys and the
They're
Jacobs.
Done with each other. They couldn't get out of that room fast enough.
Oh my God.
I thought he was about to slam the door behind him. And
I did too. I thought he was.
I was like, oh, he going to slam it down. He was like, he didn't do it.
I think he's going to find a mate quickly.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I don't think she will.
Hello?
Nothing against her.
She's going to be in her own way.
I think somebody, if I were a man watching her, I'd be like, if it weren't the graphic tees in this, it might have been something else.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And the thing that's more dangerous, and her friend actually asked this of her, and she didn't have a good answer. She was like, yo, he changed a lot. What did you do?
She did.
And that's the thing. That's the reason why I think it'd be hard.
Right.
It's not like I don't think she won't be a good partner. It's just like, if I was watching this, she came hard for his stuff.
For it.
And he changed.
If it wasn't graphic tees, it would have been something to replace that. She would have had a replacement for anything.
And all she did was, when he was like, well, you never came forward to me, you never tried, you just shut down. She was like, well, that's what I do. I shut down.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I don't. That sucks.
That's trying?
Yeah, that's like.
Yeah, it's something else. When you're not in a toxic relationship and I've had conversations with a lot of married friends during this, and I'm not a marriage counselor, but when they have a lot of when they're complaining to me about a lot of the things that their spouse might do, and they're like, if they could just change this and this, and I'm like, so what are you going to go to counseling for?
Right.
And they're like, what do you mean? I'm like, I know you know this ain't no two-way street, right? I know that you are not the perfect one in this situation, because if you do, then that is also a big problem already right there.
Right.
If you can't find ways that you can improve as well, even if yours are smaller and maybe less significant, if you want this person to work on them, and I'm saying a non-toxic relationship, then you need to be willing to work on yourself, or then what is this all for?
What was it all for?
What is it all for?
What was this all for?
Boom. Boom. Let's go. Let's get it.
Boom. Anything else?
No.
All right. Let's go ahead and move on to. Actually, I want to do Clara and Ryan.
Okay.
I really quickly will say, I enjoyed Ryan on the Decision Day episode.
I did too.
I really did.
I don't know why I can't even remember. And so I did. Why did y'all like him?
Was pretty too.
Yes, she was. It was. She looked really cute. Actually,
I will say, did none of them come as hard as Karen did in last season?
Oh no.
Oh yeah.
Karen came.
She had a new hairdo too.
Karen. Yes, Karen came to step on people's.
Yes, she did.
Miles, well, whatever you thought you was going to do, guarantee you change your mind. I do want to be with everything.
And Dr. Viviana's dress color was pretty too.
It was.
She was pissed the whole time Chris was up
there. Oh, she was so mad. She was
I was like,
I did not accept it.
She better throw a heel at that boy.
She would look like they was asking her to make the decision. She was like, no.
She was like, tell him now that you're not going to be with him. That's what she wanted to say. Yeah. It was.
Tell him now.
I think she needed the advocate because he was like, if we decide together that we can't give you a decision, then we can't give you a decision.
I hate to go back on this, but the one part that did catch my eye when they were sitting there like talking, like, you know, I was afraid to fall in love. Everybody, the experts was like,
yeah, they were.
Oh, Dr.
looking at each other like, why Pastor is this fool talking
said,
right
Pastor
now?
Said. Yeah. See, no, he did not just do the hand drive.
They did their reaction strong.
Yeah, they did.
It was like,
but Pastor Cal knew what was up. That's why he said afterwards, just take care of it. Yeah. Listen,
be man responsible.
To man. Just I know what's about to happen. I didn't see this foolishness. Yeah,
just straight up ignorance is going on. But just make sure you do
come
this.
On, don't do a bad now. Listen.
But yeah, Ryan.
What
Clara.
Did he say? Why did y'all like him? I can't remember. I liked him.
I felt like he offered the most like affection toward her. I thought he was the most present. I felt like everything I wanted to see throughout the season, he offered in that episode.
Ooh, what did he do? I don't remember none of this.
I felt like his energy was different. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I felt like his energy was different.
Okay.
I felt like he was more, like he was touching her a little bit more. Yeah, I just felt like he was more like, maybe this is the behind the scenes stuff.
Okay. Did he do that to her?
He wasn't doing all that.
Okay.
I just, Melissa was gone.
I feel like I was in the bed by myself.
It was cold.
He was miserable without
he
you.
Was.
I was like,
I was asking.
I'm used to being alone in other cities.
That's what it is.
I've been gone for 5 days.
Uh-huh.
I had the vaccine beat the crap out of me. Bullied me for a day and a half. It was cold.
I was asking him how your trip was going. He misheard me and thought I was saying how he was doing. He was like, terrible. I was like, her trip is going terrible. He's like, no, hers is fine. I'm doing terrible.
You turn that corner to go to that bed and it's you know nobody going to be in there? I was like, and the boys ain't no good. They don't help. They was like, all right, don't talk to us.
we got our own house. Melissa, he called to check on him. He said, what y'all doing? I said, where are you? And he was like, I'm over at Marcus's Angels. And he said, oh, I didn't even know you were gone. He had been at our house for at least two and a half, three hours.
He was like, I didn't even know you left.
Isaiah was like, oh, you're gone? Oh, fine then. I guess I'm good. I was like, this is why it's bad. I told him. I never leave the house without telling everybody bye. That boy stop opening my door. That's how he treat me. Stop. Don't check in on me.
He said, go check on your brother. He was like,
hilarious.
He was missing his list.
That's hilarious.
I think Ryan and Clara will have the most healthy relationship of all the couples.
Okay.
I think they just... Ryan's personality, I don't feel like fits well with the truncated timeline.
I do agree with that. And I think
also the cameras and the opinions of others make Clara's feelings feel bigger.
Yeah.
Because the other people having sex, whatever everybody else seems to be doing.
And they're probably low-key like shuts down Ryan a little bit too.
Yes.
With all the attention, the cameras and everything.
Camera's gone. Mm-hmm. If they do the couple camera or whatever, if they don't, But this time that the show's over, I guarantee you everything she thought she wanted or everything she felt like she hadn't gotten, guarantee she got it.
Yeah. You know, if she like it, I love it. And that's the I'm glad that they're staying together because regardless of what she was saying, she, as far as in like, you know, if he takes it slow, I'm going to take it slow. I know she's fully bought in.
Yes.
Yeah. There, she's pushed all her chips in. Absolutely. And if he were to say something other than I'm going to be with you, I think that would have been game over for her. Yes. She would have fallen out on that couch. So I hope that whatever they do in their private, now that the cameras are off, that she is getting what she thought she needed and that he is able to be more vulnerable with her. But I didn't think they were a bad option to begin with, but I can understand how frustrating it can be to sign up for a show where you are choosing to marry someone that you don't know and that person being like, but let's take it very slow. And it's just like,
and men don't usually be like that.
No.
Right. If you throw it at most men, they will catch it. Mm-hmm. They will do things. They'll act like people they aren't to get it.
yeah.
But he wasn't doing that. So that's unusual.
Yeah.
For men to be like, nah, absolutely, I'm actually not comfortable with that yet. So I'm just going to wait. You just be like, wait, what now? Like, what? That's, people don't
and
say
she,
that.
And she's probably never been turned
never.
Down.
Never.
No.
Never.
I love that he called her gorgeous. I do remember him saying that on the couch. And I think it's always a sweet thing to for a man to say out loud his opinion of his wife's physical looks. Not to say that that's important, but I do think that is. Especially hearing Chris say the exact opposite about, like, I am definitely an advocate. If you think your wife is even remotely cute, make sure you say it out loud.
Right.
And maybe not say
you
remotely.
You know what I was thinking, too? Melissa, you're beautiful, man. Hello. Everybody, I say that.
She said hello. She said it's a savage.
The other thing is Clara's last name on Instagram is Oubre.
I mean, you didn't have to go there. No.
Oubre, thank you, John.
She's like, listen, Clara is in it to win.
She's all in.
He got 30,000 followers?
Yes, he only had like 6 or 7, but I got confused because her highlight says the baby. I said, ooh, is she pregnant? But it's the dog.
Mm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
That's I do think clearly they're still married. This picture is from March 3rd. Her Instagram is now official open. First of all, they were where we were.
Napa?
Yeah. Domain Caneros Winery.
Get out.
I went over there. Domain.
Because
they
watched it. Yeah. And you know, they was like, that's the place
that's
to go.
What happened.
Hey,
that's
y'all, they need to add us Domain.
We shouldn't do that again. I would go back to Domain Carnero.
When?
Yeah. I need to get vaccinated.
I'm when?
When are we doing that? Wait, can we fit it into the tour?
What's week after?
Happening?
You know we can't do it next week, Josh. You know we can't do that.
Okay, but that's when we're going to figure it out. Because Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
wait, yeah.
What happened?
Huh?
What was that?
What happened?
Yeah, we'll tell you about it later.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know anything.
No, no
I thought y'all three were talking.
No,
we'll tell you about it.
Cut the camera.
Cut. Zoom out.
That's why she said wait until after.
Zoom all the way out.
Okay, zoom all the way out.
All the way out.
One last thing about them for future couples, I think they had the most. You said it, Angel, but I just want to hit it home here. That commitment to like, okay, it's not working perfectly now, but I'm committed.
Yeah.
To the cause and to do the work. I think a lot of times people are like, oh, you're not going to have the things I want right now. I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm going to stop. And I think people even.
It takes longer than 8 weeks.
It takes longer than 8 weeks. Yeah. And it's the same quality that's important. Yes. In marriage, you're going to need the same thing.
Right.
Yeah. You're going to have like, oh, this is tough. He's difficult. She's difficult. But if you're committed to staying together and you have a person who's that's the same, then you know, like, it's even like, I haven't used a good sports analogy in a while.
Hello.
You can be a team that's playing poorly, injured, whatever.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, you know what? Okay, we're going to keep working, keep tweaking. I know we done lost 6 games. Look at the Knicks. Look at the Knicks.
What the Knicks do?
Terrible for
they
like
lost.
20 years.
Oh, they still suck.
Yeah. They just made the playoffs for the first time in like.
Oh, they won. They're back.
A long
time. I was going to almost say, it was since the black and white
they
days.
They don't have no like big superstar.
Nah.
Like Julius Randle just, Kobe taught him some stuff and he like took that to heart and he's like, I'm good now. Better than ever.
And also because just to piggyback off of what you're saying is that even if it is really fire right now, if you are blessed enough to be in a marriage long enough, you know you go through so many different growths and stages. So it might get not so cute there for a little bit. And if you're only committed to being in it 100% when it's perfect, Yes. Once you hit that ugly patch, and I'm not talking ugly patch like, oh, infidelity. I'm not talking about that. There just sometimes be patches where stuff ain't gelling the way you think it's supposed to gel. 100%. And if you aren't committed to working through that, then it's not going to work. If it has to be perfect all the time, mm-hmm. I give you maybe a solid 3 years, and then game over.
You're going to go through
some things. Patches could be days, could be weeks, could be months. It could be some stuff will take y'all a year. And I'm not talking about y'all at each other's throats. It's just like
this issue, a particular situation. Listen,
I was thinking about, I think about this a lot, especially because of the love hour and being married to Melissa. You have, was it, we going 17?
Uh-huh.
17, because I was watching my stand-up and I said 17, and I felt like that couldn't have been right. But 17 years, you are a different person in so 100. Many ways. You got to learn yourself and your spouse's likes and then melt those together.
Yeah, because you're literally transforming into a different person as you're married.
But you have the memory of the old versions of those people. So maybe you didn't have to work so hard at that thing, and now you have to.
It's work learning yourself and learning that other person and getting them to gel together.
And communicating that clearly understanding that communication clearly. Mm-hmm. That's what makes that's why people can get divorced after 30, 40 years.
Yeah.
Because anywhere along the way, you feel like, I don't want to do this work anymore. You hot?
Man, keep going. I didn't mean to distract you.
I want to make sure you're okay. You hot? Okay, I'm not going to take my jacket off. As soon as we get inside. But anyway.
You hot? Turn the air off.
They have the chance of the most success of these couples.
Yeah.
Because they were committed the most to the work.
Speaking of all of this, there's a LMFT that I follow. She was on Love Hour, Dr. Lauren. Mm. Fantastic. She posted this a couple days ago, and I thought it was really good. She said 69% of relationship problems are perpetual. And then she talks about why she finds that comforting. But what that means is 69% of your relationship problems, you will not come to a resolution.
Mm. Listen, that
69%. They will be perpetual.
That's two-thirds. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I got one. Two-thirds of relationship problems are perpetual?
Yes. Wow. So she says, the question is, are the perpetual problems you have ones that you can accept and live with? Perpetual problems don't mean that things can't be managed and negotiated. It means that there might be ongoing compromise of negotiation. Ooh, I love the way that was even worded.
Yeah.
For example, you're an extrovert and I'm an introvert. That may not change. We might have to navigate each social engagement as they come up. You're a spender, I'm a saver. You may need to pick and choose where you spend and where you can save, but the core difference between us doesn't go away. That's what makes it perpetual.
Listen, this is...
Ain't that good?
That is really good.
Amazing. This so speaks to a situation me and Marcus are currently going through with us trying to unpack this house. The house looks a mess. It's not just from us unpacking, but getting the house painted and stuff. Mm. Marcus has gotten his stuff up neatly organized already. My stuff is all over the place. Marcus has been so patient with me, and I know his skin is crawling. I know it is. But
baby, I could walk past your stuff for the rest of my life.
But I know it's not that I have not. It has not gone unnoticed in my head. Yeah, I know he is making the concession for me or whatever it is in his head to know Angel is honestly trying. She just can't do it the way I do it. Yeah. And she's trying to get the stuff put up. It's just not happening in the fashion that I would do it. And he's not making me feel terrible about it, which is something that it took time to get to. Because Marcus would make me feel like,
look at this mess.
Yes.
All this crap all over the place.
Right. But like his demeanor, his attitude has not changed anytime he comes into the house. And I be like trying to move. I mean, the house is a wreck. And I be trying to move just little stuff around. Put that on top of that. You see that? That's neat.
That's bothering
me. Such a funny visual. You hear his truck close. Oh, shoot. Let me just.
Okay. Not because I know, like, because we started unpacking it, like, it was like we kind of just split up and did different areas.
Yeah.
So, like, she took the kitchen, I took the garage, and I was kind of doing her bedroom at the same time, but then she started doing her stuff, and we was talking about it yesterday. This is like an article I was looking up, and I was like, women organize their lives. The way men and women think is like, women is like a ball of yarn. Yarn. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's one thing is connected to the last name. Mm-hmm. The third thing is connected to number 266, yep. where men is like a room of boxes.
Yes.
And we can open one box at a time and not worry about the rest of the stuff until that box is empty and get to the next box.
Yep.
So Angel, when she's unpacking, she starts putting up her shoes. She was like, but later on this week, we're going to be eating and them dishes ain't done yet. So let me get down there and do that. And then she goes down to do that. I'm just like, no. Just focus on one thing. And I tried it and it didn't work. So I'm like, I'm going to let her, I'm going to help where I can and where I can't.
And
I'm just going to back
up.
Also
have the ability to have their mind on all these pieces.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We had, our pastor taught us this, we talked about a similar thing, was waffling. Waffling and spaghetti. Yep. Men's
same idea.
Men oh, yeah.
Put syrup in one box of syrup and that syrup do not go into the other box. And spaghetti be like all tangly and stuff. And I'd be like, Melissa be like, oh, yes, I'm going to do this. Oh, got to do that. Like, it's like her mind reminds her.
Yeah. It does.
Yeah.
Somebody explained this. I think we said on the Love Hour. I said women's mind is like, if you're watching CNN, they have the talking.
The scroll.
The scroll on the bottom.
That's
on
when
the
I went
side.
To therapy. And I think
oh, yeah. You got the stock market the right here. You next. Got the current events
and
right here.
People talking.
Yes. And
that's the mind.
Yes.
And you know, the CNN scroll be the stock market. Y'all, another, it'd be oh, three.
No, y'all's be the Matrix screen where it's just like this stuff
this
just going.
After I had Isaiah and I was going through anxiety.
Yeah.
And she was trying to explain to me like the way anxiety works. And it's like you have your big screen of whatever you're talking about or whatever. But in the back of your mind, it's all, ooh, hello, all this other hello? Stuff. And so that's what it causes this kind of that anxiety or that tension in your body because I'm talking to you, but I'm really thinking about this and this.
100%.
And then also what could possibly be on the other channel.
For sure. 100. That is, it's absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, but I know that took time for me to realize about, well, I knew that about Angel, but it took time for me to realize how I needed to react to it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and now it's just like that too. That's good for y'all. I'm happy for y'all. I want y'all to keep being married.
Hello.
Hello. That was a good spot. Correct. I want all of us to see this picture though when we're done here.
The last thing I was going to say about that's important is
oh shit.
I'm sorry, Kevin.
Sorry, go ahead.
This is on the honeymoon capris. In February.
He has on capris.
It was culottes.
She was mad.
Her thing says, hold on to your steak and eggs.
That's funny.
Let me see.
He has on capris from Forever
he
21.
Got that American flag fanny pack.
Yes.
He tried with these shoes, though. He's trying to look so cool with these shoes.
Yeah.
Was them jeans?
He
at
probably
one point,
cut them himself.
I think he might have bought them things
just
at
like
Fashion Q.
I'm going to make sure I stood this there to put in the video so y'all can see that's what funny. We laughing at. I forgot what we talked about. We went kind of all over the place because I pulled up
Claire
and Dr.
Jacob.
Lauren.
I mean, Claire and Ryan have the best of. Yeah,
chance of.
Got it.
They have the best relationship.
Yeah.
I like it. I do like it. They're clearly
most
still
cohesive.
Together unless their Instagram is lying.
Mm-hmm.
But
is
we'll
that
find
their
out.
The oh, one that's the relationship person.
Yeah. But there's she changed her last name on Instagram. Mm. Her Instagram has pictures full of him.
Oh, she loves him. She loves him.
I can see him not being in social media like that.
That's what actually what I think is more of anything is he's probably not.
Yeah, no, I get
even
that.
The way the Followers is, she's almost at 30. He has like 6.
Yeah, especially after being on his show, it seems like everybody's social media blows up.
Yeah.
And the fact that his didn't, like, I get that not being on it. I'm barely on it.
He's almost at 10.
No, that's just Brian.
In it?
No, he's Chad.
No, he's
nope,
Ryan.
He's Ryan. Chad?
You can cut
you
this
just
out.
Met.
I was right, 6. Mm-hmm. Yeah, almost
that's
6.
A cute
and it's his place. His thing is private, no?
No,
it's
his
open.
Is open now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he ain't about that life. I get it. I don't blame anybody for not wanting to be about that life. You done had your whole beginning of your marriage on TV. I can see you being like, I'm good.
Even more. Even if you weren't like that.
Yeah.
It's like, you know what? Let's make it private now.
Right. Plenty of access to me. That stops now.
Yeah,
I agree. All right. Let's go to Virginia and Air Raid.
Why did
they
say yes?
I wasn't so sure that they were going to say yes, and I knew that they were still together. But
I think it's foolish that they said yes.
Well, wait a minute. What's the tea? Go ahead.
I heard
it.
The his sister used to follow her, and she used to follow her. Like, they was following each other. It's an easier, more concise way to say that. They no longer follow each other.
Oh, they must be going. They might be going through separation right now.
That could be the first sign.
You know, it was interesting. Like, you know how they start introducing them before they come in for decision day? Mm-hmm. They, like, do the talking. I thought they were taking sound bites out of the season. They were literally, he was talking in that moment saying,
the nice
she needs to be controlled.
He said,
you're talking about the package.
Yeah, the package.
Yes.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, she needs boundaries.
She needs boundaries. I'm like, this man is literally saying she needs boundaries. Sure she needs to be controlled like an animal.
Yes.
She needs to be muzzled, tied
was
up.
The only package I did not like.
I was like, who says this?
Yeah.
And I was like, wait a minute.
He's actually said, ran it back.
He I had to rewind my like, hold up.
I said, yeah.
Boundaries. I can't believe that they stay together. They should have split up. Actually, Chris and Paige probably have a better chance of making it than they do.
I actually agree.
Would he propose to her with a rubber band? What was that little
rubber
pink
ring?
Thing?
Little pink rubber ring.
It was a pink little rubber ring.
Oh, I missed it.
Oh.
I saw him propose. I didn't look in the box.
It wasn't a box. It was flimsy, it
fell over a little bit. A wet noodle.
And listen, not to say that people got to spend a lot of money, but if you're going to do the ceremony of it,
he needs to spend a lot of money. He got planes and
come on. Because he ain't good with getting. But,
been drinking sangria this whole time.
I just started. You saw this leg hike up right here.
Listen, hold on.
You thought that was useless?
Something in the atmosphere ain't right.
I got you mojito.
Oh my gosh, I'm so mad. I just realized it.
I got you mojito.
She said, y'all, like, listen, that's her.
He had a little bit of drink.
I had a sip. Don't put that on me. I had
you
a sip.
You did too.
I tasted it. I tasted it. And I said, it was good.
Cheesecake
That's
factories.
All I said.
These bottle drinks
are delicious.
Listen,
that's why I was like, this is good.
They got a pineapple drink there.
Fire.
I was like, give me.
I got it.
Did you?
Oh, it's good.
Yeah, I got pineapple. The pineapple Moscow Mule. Oh,
that's
no,
what it
the
is.
The Moscow Mule. It's so
pineapple,
good.
Moscow Mule.
I got it for you.
Flames.
Okay, but let's wrap this in.
I was about to say that because I'm over here hungry.
I am too.
I know, whatever.
These people, yeah.
I don't know what I was going
to say. Holler back. Zoom out.
No. I was going to say something about Chris and Virginia, but I can't remember now. So
then I thought they was gonna say no, even though I knew they was gonna say yes because I had seen that spoiler. His package sucked.
Yeah.
Is that what you was gonna say something about the package?
No, I was gonna say he's a horrible gift giver. You give her that rubber band ring, and then
you give her coordinates.
I was like,
oh, the coordinates
sir.
Might be the worst gift in TV history.
I can't
give me math.
Even with his package, it like goes to show that he has learned nothing. About her or this process, or not about her or himself during this process.
I think that 69% of relationship problems are perpetual, and the ones he perpetually has are going to drive her away.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh,
the fact that they haven't yet, that kind of goes back to the Chris and Paige. I guess you're right.
Give him another 8.
Yeah, give him some
time.
Yeah, you're right. Because they've been ignoring it.
They've been ignoring it.
Yeah.
And the camera's going to be gone. Mm-hmm. There's nobody to hold, like, not want to be around her family enough, man.
Hey, man, get out of here with Alex.
We're shooting the show.
Oh, allergies.
Allergies.
That's it.
Goodness gracious.
Poppy over here.
This is how it starts.
Poppy over here.
CDC said, first of all, people was believing the CDC right up until they said don't wear masks.
Yeah,
everybody was like, nah,
CDC,
you don't know what
you're anywhere.
I said they don't know what they talking about.
Exactly. I showed him the article. He said they don't know what they talking about.
I was down there at the Center for Disease.
I was completely here backing up everything the CDC said, and they said that I was like, oh no.
See,
it don't make no sense.
It makes zero sense.
It makes perfect sense that black people do that because we told Uno they don't know how to play their game.
That's true.
Uno was like, you can't stack, man, just give us the cards. Yeah. We'll take it from there. Don't tell us how to do our game. You just make the cards.
That's true. You manufacture the cards, we'll take care of the rest.
Yeah. Yeah. CDC, y'all is just Uno for diseases.
Yeah. We got this thing figured out.
Disagreed with it.
All right, last couple.
Yes.
Brianna and Vincent.
Oh, we for real speeding through it. All right.
Yeah. Because they're easy.
I fell asleep on that.
Yeah. They shouldn't be together, but they are.
He proposed with a cheesecake.
No. We talking about, you talking about Vincent now.
That's what she said.
Oh, yeah. Oh. No, I was talking about Eric and Virginia.
Okay,
Vinny and, She said,
Is that cheesecake?
Yeah. I fell asleep for her.
Yeah, she was hype, and I was hype full.
Experts were like, oh, Vinny. and then he was like, no. She has said she wanted cheesecake, and I thought, what's the best time to bring a cheesecake but at decision day? He listens to every word.
He pays so much attention to what she says. It's so dope. It's dope.
He probably smelled her fart. You had extra onions on that sandwich?
I hate you. I hate you so much.
Oh, that's what happened. Gosh.
Kev just said
that. I thought they were very real at their decision day. They said all the things. They were honest. I do love that that she is willing. Hopefully, I do love that she's willing to like find the ways that it's best to communicate with him. Yeah. And I hope that he does develop a little bit of a thicker skin to not internalize the things that she says. So, and not internalize the way he feels in situations so quickly, right? Because a lot of it is him just projecting back onto himself, not what somebody else is thinking.
And getting embarrassed fast.
Right, exactly. So
that getting embarrassed fast, shows its face in a lot of ways in his life.
Yeah. Yes.
He didn't take the joke. He didn't get the joke. He didn't want to do the salsa. He didn't want to get on the horse. And then he took things personal that weren't that personal.
I think therapy will definitely, and he does seem like the person that likes to grow, so I don't think it's like a quality that he's just like, this is just how I am.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So I think therapy will probably be beneficial for him to find out why he embarrasses so easily. Like, what is this thing that he feels as though he has to keep intact that is so precious to him that he gets so like offended when he's embarrassed? But I mean,
I think they'll work too, though.
I do too.
Oh, yeah. They're going to be great together.
I think they will work long term. Yeah, absolutely. They are also committed to the work. I didn't see this part, but other episodes. I also think one thing was funny. I know we said this before, but when he told her, I told the experts not to give me nobody boss seat. And here you go. It was just so black. She was like,
But at that point, it was taking shots at each other.
That was him being like, okay, you took a shot at me and said that I was messy. Well, I got one for you.
Yeah. I want you. Hey. I want somebody like you.
Hey, that's marriage.
Sometimes you get tit for tit.
When y'all come back, it just be tit for tit.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for joining us. We'll be back, hopefully, next week with the reunion episodes.
Yes.
Giving folks schedules.
Yeah, we're going to figure out something, y'all.
All right. Until next one. Bye.
Bye, you people.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.